Stan Hoffman from Buffalo, and Kate Long from Charleston. I've heard Kate sing, and I've met her before, but I can't keep track of where everybody lives from year to year. It's just not fair. The three of us have kind of bumped into each other for the last day and said things like, "Oh, we're in a workshop together. I'm really glad that you're leading it." So, really, it's not going to take much leading. I think we're going to kick it off with a song, and then just do a round robin and trade off songs. And the topic, I'm not even sure of the topic. I think it started out as women's struggles in the South. Women. We, the three of us, know a lot about women. So we're just going to interject whatever little things that we want to, some serious things, some outrageous things. I think when you go to a vocal week like this week where, you know, there's a constant input of political correctness and social importance, every once in a while you just need to be outrageous. Anyway, we thought we'd keep the flow of the sing-along thing happening here with a song by Sky Kynes on my children's record. It's called "What Does Your Mama Do?" Now, a lot of people think, a lot of kids think, that every morning, you know, mama gets up and helps them, like, get dressed, eat breakfast and stuff, you know, takes them to the front door and says, bye-bye, and stands there for 6 hours, waiting for her to come home or him to come home until she can have fun again. Of course, that's not true, and we decided that this song was real important so the kids could be thinking, you know what kids are like, if it's not in front of their face, it doesn't exist. But the truth of the matter is that whether mothers are working at home or away from home, whatever they're doing, I'm sure it's a lot of work. So the chorus goes like this. What does mama do? What does mama do? What does mama do while you're at school? What does mama do? What does mama do? What does mama do? Why? Alright, so that's the whole thing. Let's all try it. What does mama do? What does mama do? What does mama do? Why you're in school? What does mama do? What does mama do? What does mama do? Why you're in school? So I'll start off with my mom. She drives a great big truck. She drives a great big truck.
Get this answer.
combines drinking pina coladas and being fanned while watching television and talking on the telephone at the same time. I always sing, she works home all day.
She works home all day.
And one of the things that I heard in the workshops all week from people were women saying things like, you know, I never realized that that was one of my options until I was 35 years old. And what we need to do is let kids know that these are all their options at any time, that we're not closing off their minds to what their possibilities are for their future. I'm going to turn it over to Kate Long for a
second. Okay, I thought I'd start out with a song about West Virginia women. Now, a couple years ago, somebody gave me a kind of ridiculous request to write a song about West Virginia women. And this was the hardest thing I ever tried to do because there are all kinds of women in this state. You know, all kinds of women that believe all kinds of things, do all kinds of things, and just about every one of them is wonderful. And so I didn't want to write a song that was going to cut any of them out if it was going to be a song about West Virginia women. And so I want you to sing along with me on the chorus here. Oh, West Virginia women, it's time to search our souls for the hand that rocks the cradle may now also dig the gold. So let's look at one another, keep what each one has to give, keep the chain through generations while we choose the way we live. I'll try. West Virginia women, it's time to search our souls for the hand that rocks the cradle may now also dig the gold. So let's look at one another, see what each one has to give. Keep the chain through generations while we choose the way we live. Well, I dreamed of West Virginia and the women living here, and the solemn form and its chain that stretched down through the years. They spoke of how their lives had been, their strength was plain to see, and they asked us not to underestimate their legacy. They said, West Virginia women, it's time to search our souls for the hand that rocks the cradle may now also dig the coal. So let's look at one another, see what each one has to give. Keep the chain through generations while we choose the way we live. It's been true in West Virginia that the women living here haven't had much choice of jobs to make our way from year to year. We've been housewives, teachers, secretaries, cleaning women, clerks. And when we stepped outside tradition, they said that's not women's work. But West Virginia women, it's time to search our souls for the hand that rocks the cradle may now also dig the coal. So let's look at one another, see what each one has to give. Keep the chain through generations while we choose the way we live. Oh, West Virginia women, the hand that rocks the cradle may now also dig the coal. So let's look at one another, see what each one has to give. People change through generations, but we choose the way we live.
This is Nan Hoffman.
Falls under the category that Kathy mentioned earlier, outrageous.
All right.
Just all week long we've been doing lots of struggle songs, and I heard that this was supposed to be a workshop on women's struggles, this song came to mind immediately. I think I had the need to lighten things up a little bit. This is about a woman who's having a real struggle. And say the chorus, that, or not really chorus, but the first line repeats twice, and then the second line repeats once. If you catch on, it's a pretty short song.
There once was a woman who gobbled Swiss cheese, gobbled Swiss cheese, gobbled Swiss cheese. And one day she woke up with holes in her knees, woke up with holes in her knees. This woman cried, help me, oh, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? When I look at my knees, I see sky shining through. Now I see sky shining through. So she called for the doctor, who answered with ease, answered with ease, answered with ease. Swallow some tillywinks that fill up your knees, tillywinks will fill up your knees. So she salted some tillywinks and gobbled down lots, gobbled down lots, gobbled down lots. Now instead of holes, she has green polka dots. Now she has green polka dots.
This has become one of my favorite contemporary songs, and I don't know the names of the women who wrote it, however. They're from Australia, and you can find the song on a new record by Judy Small called One Voice in the Crowd, and it's got a great chorus. And if any of you don't get it, I'll meet you outside later on and explain the song to you, okay?
I'll sing you all a song about a wondrous new device, the nation's latest contraceptive plan, deceptive plan. You know that funny object they call the IUD has recently been changed to fit a man.
Fit a man.
It's the IPD, the IPD. It may not feel too good to you, but it's not hurting me. So every time the pain begins to fill your eyes with tears, remember we put up with it for years.
4 years.
Now that's the chorus. It's the IPD. IPD. It may not feel too good to you, but it's not hurting me.
So every time the pain begins to fill your eyes with tears.
So every time the pain begins to fill your eyes with tears, remember we put up with it for years.
Now I think, wait a minute, how come only the girls are singing? We need some bass voices on. So if I can do it, you can do it unless we already hurt you a little bit here.
Well, they tested it on whales and they tried it out on mice and they used it in the poor parts of town. Of town. It's the cleverest invention since the automatic lift. It's guaranteed to never let you down.
You down.
It's the IPD, the IPD. It may not feel too good to you, but it's not hurting me. So every time the pain begins to fill your eyes with tears, remember we put up with it for years.
4 years.
It's been proven to be safe for the average human male, though testing showed some minor side effects.
Effects.
There were 2 died of infection and 6 were sterilized, but only 10% became depressed. That's supposed to be not bad. It's the IPD, the IPD. It may not feel too good to you, but it's not hurting me. So every time the pain begins to fill your eyes with tears, remember we put up with it for years.
4 years.
That's it, I love hearing that bass voice on this song. Well, you know some people are never satisfied, so scientists are trying once again.
Once again.
They got something even better than the good old IPD. It's called the morning after pill for men. Bass voices, please.
For men.
It's the pill that's better than the IPD. Well, it may not be too safe, but we'll have to wait and see. Have you heard this before?
Yeah. your fears, and remember we put up with it for years.
It's
the IPD, the IPD. It may not feel too good to you, but it's not hurting me. So every time pain begins to fill your eyes with tears, remember we put up with it for years.
This is about, I'd be a volunteer at Domestic Violence Center, and like everybody else, we always think, well, by God, if somebody hit me, I'd leave. What's wrong with these women? Why don't they leave? You know? And, but after you get to know people and you begin to see the human situations, you know, there's lots of reasons why people put up with it for years and don't leave. My great dream, which I wish we could do here now, but these two don't know this song, is to have this song sung by a whole bunch of women, because every verse represents a different woman, different woman. And so, you help with the chorus. The chorus goes like this.
Don't tell me, just pick up and be, as if that was so easy to do. Don't tell me how you wouldn't stand for 1 hour for what I have been through. Gotta have some place to go to if you're going to leave like a sieve. When the man who has promised to love,
dedicated to all the people who help run the domestic violence centers, give people a place to go to.
Me with my kids and no money, now where am I supposed to go? I've got no rich friends or relations, and there's 3 kids besides me, you know. And if I could find me a place and job, there'd be transport and childcare and clothes. And my husband might come out to get me, so there's more than one problem to solve. People who don't know my Johnny say murder the son of a gun. And all that they see of my Johnny is the violence that he has done. But I see the whole man I married, the hard times he's had and the pain. So while I despise all the violence, the love for the good still remains. So don't tell me just pick up and be, as if that was so easy to do. Don't tell me how you wouldn't stand for 1 hour what I have been through. You gotta have some place to go to if you're going to leave like a sieve. When the man who has promised to love you starts to hurt you, to beat you instead. I want to be a good Christian. I've tried to be all of my life, and I know that it says in the Bible to submit and stand by as a wife. This brings me lots of confusion, and I don't know the right thing to do. I can't stand the pain for much longer, but keep thinking that God wants me to. I live in a brick house with 10 rooms, but don't think that means that I'm free. Them 10 rooms don't do much to help me when Ralph comes looking for me. And though I'm supported with money, I've never made much of my own. Living with Ralph has convinced me I'd be helpless and lost on my own. So don't tell me just pick up and leave, as if that was so easy to do. Don't tell me how you wouldn't stand for 1 hour for what I've been through. Gotta have some place to go to if you're going to leave like a sieve. When the man who has promised to love you starts to hurt you and beat you instead. The man that Jerry we first hit me, I wasn't surprised like you think. I see my dad beating on my mother sometimes when he went out to drink. And I guess without thinking about it, I figure that's just what men do. That along with the good parts of marriage, this is one that we just suffer through. As children, when grown-ups would hit us, we figured we'd be done something bad. Or done something which had provoked them, punish us just like a head. Many grown women still feel that way and give themselves all of the blame. They think that they probably deserve it and don't tell about it for shame. So don't tell me, just pick up and leave, as if that was so easy to do. Don't tell me how you would understand for 1 hour what I have been through. You gotta have some place to go to if you're going to leave, like I said. When the man who has promised to love you starts to hurt you and beat you instead.
This is a song about a southern woman. It was written by a friend of mine. His name is Pierce Pettis, wonderful songwriter. He wrote this about his grandma. It's called Grandma's Song.
Swept on in.
I'm gonna keep on working for peace. I'm gonna keep on.